Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the photo issue, the July 2024 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter magazine. Our story today is actually many little stories from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I wish you had this edition. I hope that you will follow my advice and go to these people and ask them if they will just send you this magazine every month free. They'll do it right away. The pictures are incredible, but let me read the little articles that go with each picture. This is called Forward After the Fire. When survivors found an 8-year-old girl in the ashes of a burned church, they named her Divine Grace because it was a miracle she had survived. The girl's parents died in the fire, which was set by militants during an August 2022 attack on their Christian village. And most medical personnel expected the 8-year-old to die, too. Burns covered 48% of her body. But the Christians who pulled her from the ashes prayed for her and looked for a doctor willing to help her. The doctor who agreed to treat her, Justin Mandaboy, said he believes God intervened to help her survive 6 major surgeries. "It's pretty easy to treat her because she's courageous," he said, "and she has a lot of strength. I have a lot of faith for her in the future." Looking at a picture of a very happy, smiling doctor sitting next to a smiling girl with her hands showing scars, burns all over her arms, and yet she's alive, and they're praising God for it. Militants in the DRC frequently abduct and abuse both women and men. Frontline workers estimate that 40% of Congolese women and 24% of men have been victims of sexual violence. Marguerite, who is pictured here, was taken into the jungle by ADF fighters and forced to watch as they killed her 2 brothers with machetes. Although she eventually escaped, the trauma left her unable to speak. But 6 months of spiritual care and encouragement from other Christians who had suffered for their faith have helped her recover. "God has given me hope for living," she said. And I'm looking now at the picture of this woman and a friend and a bunch of other people, a lot of smiles as they continue on with their life in spite of what God has allowed them to go through. God's Word Heals Wounds of War is the next article. The Congolese mountain village of Chabi has suffered unimaginable violence when ADF militants launched a series of attacks starting in May of 2019. They set fire to dozens of homes and buildings, destroyed a school, a church, and a hospital, ultimately murdered 182 people. Years later, villagers who had fled the area began to return and rebuild their lives. They also restored the village's church building, where frontline workers distributed Bibles while ministering to the villagers' emotional and spiritual wounds. "It touched my heart knowing how to forgive our enemies," said the town's chief, whose wife was killed in the attack. Now this picture, the 2-page spread, and you're seeing a church meeting, people all over holding up Bibles in their own language and smiling. Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is supposedly a Christian nation, but being infiltrated big time by the Muslims. And then sending forth a new generation, a small airplane landed on the village's remote runway, a notable event because it was the first to do so in years. As the plane's precious cargo was unloaded and distributed, villagers broke into a spontaneous, joyous parade. With help from the global body of Christ, our Congolese brothers and sisters move forward in hope through the fire as they bear witness to Christ at any cost. And this 2-page spread picture shows a group of men, some of them carrying boxes that they've just retrieved from the airplane, literally parading or running through the village, outside the village, smiling and dancing, it looks like, hand clapping. They are so happy to be being blessed. And I imagine that those boxes, whether I don't think they're filled with Bibles, I don't know what's in the boxes, but I imagine that those boxes contain things that you have around the house all the time, all the time. Folks, you've been told it 100 times. We are so blessed, but that doesn't mean that we're to stay blessed. You just keep receiving, receiving. It means that God has given us the ability to help them. That's why we're blessed, not for us, but for them. That's my idea anyway. Thank you so much for being here today. If you'd like to be put on the mailing list of Voice of the Martyrs and receive free your own copy of the VOM newsletter magazine. I tell you, the pictures in this little magazine this time are worthy to be cut out and put on your wall or wherever you put pictures on your refrigerator. You'll be able to see these blessed people all the time. Just contact them at vom.org, vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.